Welcome to D10B College. Today we're building something really useful. A warehouse intro with crisp transients and dusty mids, shaped for jungle and old-school D10B energy inside Ableton Live 12. The goal is not just to make something atmospheric. The goal is to make an intro that feels like a real space, with tension, movement, and enough character to lead cleanly into the drop. Think of this as the first 8 to 16 bars of a track, or a pre-drop section that tells the listener, the tune is coming. In jungle and old-school inspired D10B, the intro has to do more than sound nice. It has to hint at rhythm, suggest bass attitude, and leave room for the drums to land with impact. So we want a room that feels dusty and alive, with sharp little transient cues on top and gritty mid-range underneath. Start with a tight source, not a giant pad. That's the first big mindset shift. Use something short and percussive, like a room hit, a metal tap, a break slice, a reversed fragment, or even a little vinyl crackle burst with some attack in it. Drag it into an audio track and trim it so the useful transient sits right at the start. Why this works in D10B is simple. The ear latches onto small rhythmic events. If your source already has some bite, you can stretch it into atmosphere without losing the sense of movement. Now warp that clip and stretch it out so it sits in a slower, more spacious intro pace. You want the attack to stay readable, not disappear into a blur. If the source is percussive, choose a warp mode that keeps the transient clear instead of smearing it. Then create a 1-bar or 2-bar loop and let the tail breathe across the bar line. You can repeat that across 8 bars, but don't let it feel like wallpaper. Make tiny edits at the end of each phrase so there's a sense of variation. What to listen for here? First, does the attack still speak when the clip is slowed down? And second, does the sustained part feel like room tone, not a digital smear? If the transient vanishes, try a different source or reduce the stretch amount. If the tail starts sounding plasticky, don't just keep stretching harder. Move more of the space into reverb and filtering instead. Next, split the sound into two layers. This is where the intro starts to feel intentional. One layer will be your transient layer, and the other will be your dusty mid-range layer. The transient layer gives you the quick punctuation, the little hits that cut through. The dusty layer gives you the body, the room identity, the worn-in texture. On the transient layer, high pass it aggressively with a Q8, usually somewhere around 200 to 400 HC works, depending on the source. The idea is to strip away the body and keep the attack. If it gets too sharp, don't just turn the whole thing down. Try a gentle cut around 3 to 5k HC instead. Then add a bit of saturator, maybe 2 to 5 dB of drive, just enough to make it denser and more present on smaller systems. If needed, a light drum bus can add a little bite, but keep it restrained. You want a strike in a big room, not a modern kick sample. Finish with utility if the stereo image feels too wide or wobbly. A more centered transient often reads better once the full drums arrive. On the dusty mid-range layer, go the other direction. Use auto filter, saturator, reverb or hybrid reverb, and a Q8. Low pass the layer and shape the mids so it feels aged, not glossy. Around 6 to 10 kHz is a good place to start for the cutoff, and if there's a harsh resonance around 2 to 4 kHz, smooth it out gently. Add a little saturation, so the harmonics feel worn and compressed, almost like old tape or a room with concrete reflections. Then use a medium or large room reverb with a fairly short to medium decay, maybe around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds to begin with. Keep the low end out of the tail. After the reverb, use a Q8 to clean up any boxiness around 250 to 500 HC and tame any shiny top if the room starts to feel too polite. A really important choice here is whether you want the intro to be darker and tighter or wider and more cinematic. Darker and tighter works well if the drop is already dense. Wider and more open works when you need the intro to sell scale before the drums hit. There's no wrong answer, but make the choice based on what the arrangement needs. Now let's add rhythm. This is where the intro stops behaving like a pad and starts behaving like part of a broken beat. Chop the audio so it creates a little call and response. One hit, then a gap, a softer hit, then a longer tail, then silence. A useful shape is a 2-bar phrase, with some variation every 4 bars. You can place the main transient on beat 1, then maybe a quieter pickup before beat 3 or on the end of 4. That gives you a hint of breakbeat motion without fully turning the intro into drums. What to listen for now? Does the loop feel like it's hinting at a groove, or does it still sound static? And does the silence between hits feel intentional? In this style, the gaps matter as much as the sound. A few sharp hits with space around them can feel heavier than constant activity. That's one of the oldest tricks in the book, and it still works. If the loop is feeling good, Check it against a ghost drum groove or a muted bass idea. The step matters. A warehouse intro can sound huge when soloed and still ruin the drop if it lives in the same frequency zone as the kick and snare. So bring in a basic kick and snare, or a stripped break, and maybe the placeholder bass pulse. Listen for conflicts. If the intro is fighting the kick body, trim a little around 180 to 250 Hz. If it's getting in the way of snare presence, reduce some 2 to 4 kHz, and keep anything below roughly 120 to 150 Hz out of the atmosphere tracks. That low end belongs to the track, not the intro bed. If you want the intro to evolve with more tension, automate it in clear DNB size chunks. A Strom approach is 8 bars of development with a shift every 2 bars. Start dry and distant, then bring in brighter transient detail. Open the filter a little, maybe add more reverb wetness, then thin it back out again near the end. A really effective move is to automate auto filter cutoff and reverb wet amount in opposite directions. As the filter opens, reduce the reverb slightly. That way the intro gains clarity without turning into a fog bank. For the final half bar before the drop, consider muting the dusty layer and letting only a transient or reverse tail survive. That negative space is powerful. It makes the drop feel bigger without needing a giant effect. In darker jungle and old school DNB, restraint often hits harder than decoration. You can also use sidechain, but only if it serves the intro. If there's a light kick pulse or ghost sub under it, a gentle sidechain on the atmosphere bus can clear space and keep the groove readable. Just don't overdo it. If the pumping becomes too obvious, the intro loses mystery and starts sounding like filler. Keep it subtle, enough to breathe around the drums, not enough to flatten the room. One bonus move that works really well is resampling. Once the balance and phrasing are right, bounce the intro to audio and re-import it. A printed version often sounds more finished because the transient, dust, and room have already merged together. It also makes arrangement faster and keeps you from endlessly tweaking tiny details. If you're not sure whether to commit, print a version, take a short break, then compare it to the original. If the difference is mostly more detail and not better function, the printed version is probably the right move. A few common mistakes are worth avoiding here. Don't make the intro too wide too early, especially in the low mids. Don't leave too much low end in the atmosphere. Don't overwarp the transient until it turns plasticky. And don't let reverb become the main character. In this style, the room should support the rhythm, not replace it. Also, watch the 300 to 500 Hz zone. That's where dusty mids can turn boxy fast if you're not careful. If you want this to lean darker and heavier, keep the transient layer like a warning light. Don't make it busy. A few sharp hits spaced apart can feel more dangerous than a constant loop. Let the dusty mid layer carry the age of the track. And if you want even more menace, automate the filter downward over the last couple of bars instead of opening it up. Closing the spectrum before the drop can feel really threatening in a good way. So the whole approach is this. Build from a short source, stretch it with care, split it into transient and dusty layers, shape each one differently, check it against drums early, and automate the phrasing like a real DNB intro. The transient layer is your cue. The dusty mids are your room. The edits and automation are what make it feel alive. If you've got that working, you've already got the right foundation for a DJ-friendly jungle intro. It should feel like a worn industrial space with motion in it, sharp enough to imply the beat, dusty enough to sell scene, and clean enough to leave room for the drop. Now take the mini practice challenge and build a 12-bar warehouse intro using only Ableton stock devices, one source sample duplicated into 2 layers, and just 1 reverb, device total. Keep the low end under control, make one clear automation move, and make sure the intro still feels intentional when the drums come in. Then, if you want the full test, stretch it into the 16-bar challenge and give the first 8 bars and second 8 bars their own personality. Keep it tight, keep it dusty, and let the space do some of the work. That's the vibe.